I started with the thought that there are two ways in which you learn. You learn by direct experience, or you learn by modeling. And so from the start of my career, when I got to Stanford, I started doing modeling studies. There was no research on social modeling, except the Yale group did some studies on modeling, but they treated that as discrimination learning. Namely, there's a cue that elicits a response that gets reinforced. So they saw modeling as essentially just a specialty of discrimination learning. So when I came to Stanford, I figured, why are we ignoring the most basic form of learning? That's where I started with this massive project. It's almost unbelievable as I look back at it, the role of modeling in delinquency behavior. I was not interested in explaining why a kid living in a lousy environment should be a delinquent. There's no need for a theory there. I mean, so massively shaped. But I raised the question, why in the hell does a kid living in a high income group in a community in which there's very little delinquency, why do they become delinquents? So I took the position you don't need a theory to explain delinquency under adverse conditions.
Yeah.
What you need is a theory to explain why a kid in advantaged backgrounds becomes delinquent. What we did is we went to the delinquency department to find kids from advantaged backgrounds. And then we decided we will now select a family from an advantaged area whose kid became a serious delinquent, and then match him with a family from that same area whose kid is doing well. When I think about it, this is absolutely unbelievable, because we're interviewing the mother and the father and the son from 40 families that are matched.
Yeah.
So I had my first PhD student, Dick Walters,
yeah.
And then I had other graduate students. Dick interviewed the father, and there's another one who interviewed the mother, and then another one who interviewed the kid. And then we had also this picture test measure. Now, we then had these interviews that went on for about 2 hours.
Mm.
And we then had to set up rating scales.
Yeah.
And then we had to get a collection of raters to ensure that there's reliability among them.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And then we decided we're going to publish this as a book.
But there was an effect.
Well, father were modeling aggression like mad. They were saying, I don't want you being pushed around. If the kid came in crying, he says, I don't want you coming around here crying. And he taught him how to fight. If the kid got into trouble with the teacher, father would go to school, defend the son. So he insisted that the kid go to boxing matches. We'd ask the father, in what way would you want your child to be different than you? He said, my problem wasn't I wasn't aggressive enough, and therefore I didn't make the achievements in the business. So that's where somebody discovered that these kids in these rich areas had a father who wanted him to be as aggressive as possible. They made the mistake of equating aggression with assertion.